The Adventures of Sam Spillade, Private Eye.
I knew it was out there. All I had to do was find it. At stake was a beautiful woman, the fifth largest savings bank in the nation, and a hefty hunk of change that even I couldn't conceive. It was an escapade I call the Case of the Billion Dollar Challenge. It all started August 1st. I was lounging in my office, trying to decide how to invest the $1.98 in my bank account, when my secretary Bunny rang my buzzer. What is it, sweetheart?
There's a Fatale out here to see you. A Miss Laura Holloman. And you'll want to see her. She's a looker.
Don't be obscure, Bunny. Make with a description.
Blue suit, black shoes, lustrous, shoulder-length auburn hair, deep blue eyes that remind you of limpid pools in the first blush of moonlight.
Enough said, sweetheart. Show her in.
But, Sam...
Yeah?
Be careful. There's a bulge in her handbag.
Thanks, Angel. Let the entrance commence.
Go right in, Miss Holloman.
Thank you.
Once again, Bunny had called it right. Laura Holloman had the kind of looks that you see on dime detective magazines, clutching the shoulder of a blood-stained gumshoe with a police special who was protecting her honor from a fate worse than Geraldo Rivera. She was wearing a blue business suit that tucked in all the right places, even from across the room. I could see the bulge in her handbag. Sit here, Miss Holloman.
Thank you.
Now, what can I do for you?
I'm not sure, Mr. Spillade. I have a vague feeling that I should be looking for something. But I'm not sure what. It's just a vague inkling.
That's pretty vague, Miss Holloman.
I'm sorry if I'm being vague, Mr. Spillade.
Tell me, if you knew what you were supposed to be looking for, what would it be?
$1 billion, Mr. Spillade.
That's a little less than vague, Miss Holloman. But why do you think you need all that Missoula?
That what, Mr. Spillade?
Forgive me, the vernacular of the trade. Let me attempt to put it in the jargon of the common man. Why do you think you need all that retail funding?
Oh, it's not for me, Mr. Spillade. It's for my employer.
And that is?
Glendale Federal Bank.
The fifth largest savings bank in the nation? Are they that hard up?
Oh, no, Mr. Spillade. They're still one of the most secure financial institutions in the country, with assets over $26 billion and net worth of over $1.1 billion. It's just that...
You stopped short, Miss Holloman. You were going to say...
It started about 6 months ago. Glendale Federal had been helping over 1.5 million customers realize the American dream of home ownership for more than 55 years. But it was costing more and more to make those loans, because other poorly managed thrifts were offering higher savings rates, thereby driving up the cost of funds. It was forcing us to go to the wholesale market for funding at a great deal more expense. We knew that if we wanted to remain a viable institution for the 1990s and beyond, we had to bring in more retail deposits. $1 billion, in fact.
An engrossing tale, Miss Holloman.
Yes. Raising $1 billion in new deposits, that would be a challenge.
A tagline, if I ever heard one. So, why come to me?
Oh, you must help us, Mr. Spillade. There's $1 billion out there, and we must find it. My employer is willing to spend $1 million if we can raise that billion in the next fiscal year.
Those are high stakes, Miss Holloman.
It's worth it. To us. Will you help?
I'll do what I can.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Spillade. Let us know how you do.
Where can I find you?
Just call me. Dial 500 cash. Call any time.
You can bet on it, Miss Holloman. You can bet on it. I watched as she got up and left. Bunny had been right. Miss Holloman was tall. I shouldered my Roscoe and headed for the street. I knew if I was going to help Glendale Federal raise $1 billion, I was going to need all the help I could find. As I waved to Carl the doorman and laid my brogans onto Brand Boulevard, I saw my first bit of help ambling up to me, a little weasel named Nimitz. Nimitz used to be a numbers guy for the Margo mob, until some hired muscle from Florida blew Margo off to the happy auditing ground in the sky. Ever since, Nimitz just sits in his office with his abacus. He's weird, but he knows where the action is.
Hiya, Spillade.
What's up, Nimitz?
I heard you was out looking for a billion Pazuzas.
News travels fast.
White also has it that Glendale Federal is willing to shell out $1 million to them as fines this billion.
Could be.
A modicum of advice, my friend.
Yeah?
Get some help. It will not be an easy task, this billion. There are others in the area who will be trying to locate it also. And they may not be as honorable about obtaining it as your client would be.
Thanks.
Another bit of counsel, Spillade.
And that is?
It would be wise to identify early on every possible method of raising this billion. For with the competition all about you, you may have to work all sides of the street. Adios.
Nimitz was right. I had to figure out every way possible for Glendale Federal to raise a billion. There was only one place to do that. My local Glendale Federal banking office. I headed up the street to the local garage to get my car. Like most detectives, my vehicle is serviceable, but not flashy. When you're on a stakeout, it's best to be unobtrusive. I'd often thought maybe the Adley Stevenson for President bumper sticker and raccoon tail on the antenna were too conspicuous, but then a little class never hurt anybody. Maybe I should get a car loan and trade in the old Wheezer. Where could I get a car loan with competitive rates from a company that offered 59-minute loan approval and superior service? After trying four times before my parking card worked, I was just pulling into the street when it happened. A heavy object had smashed through my windshield. I wrenched the steering wheel over and stomped on the gas. My engine wheezed a bit, then took off like the well-oiled machine it was. I did a 180 in the middle of the street and put one tire on a sidewalk. I rolled out the passenger door, pulling my piece as I hit the cement. A gray Oldsmobile, looking for all the world like a company car, burned rubber away from me before I could get a bead on it. The car phone antenna blurred my view of the driver, but I caught a glimpse of the license plate before it rounded the corner. GFB-000. I shouldered my piece and crawled back into the front seat of my car. I looked around for whatever had put the baseball-sized hole in my front window. I finally found it on the floor in the back. It turned out to be a rock the size of my Aunt Sadie's goiter, with a cardboard booklet wrapped around it with a rubber band. I snapped off the rubber, and the booklet fell into my hand. I gasped as I realized what it was. A Glendale Federal passbook. And scrawled on the inside of the passbook was a message. The million reward will never get spent. I was obviously on somebody's list. Was it a competitor who didn't want Glendale Federal to get that billion? Or was some hired muscle from the East looking to move into the market? Or maybe even something more sinister. I ground the starter and headed off toward the branch. As I drove toward Glendale Federal, I tried to piece it all together in my mind. Who would profit most from Glendale Federal making their billion in deposits? Obviously, the employees. With a billion in new funds, Glendale Federal would continue to be the top mortgage lender in their markets. That means more customers, more business, better jobs for everybody. Then who would want to see Glendale Federal not make the billion? The competition, naturally. But would they stoop to icing a private dick who was only trying to help? It didn't make sense. I put it out of my mind and tried remembering the sound of Laura Holloman's voice when she said,
"Just call me. 500 cash. Call anytime."
It was too good an invitation to pass up. I pulled over to a sidewalk phone booth and got out of the car. Miss Holloman? It's Sam Spillade.
Mr. Spillade, I wasn't expecting you so soon. Have you discovered something?
Yeah, I discovered that you and I aren't the only ones who know about the $1 million reward.
How do you know that?
Let's just say I got a very smashing message to that effect as I was leaving my office.
Then you must hurry, Mr. Spillade. If we don't find out how to raise that money soon, Well, I don't know what will happen.
I do.
What?
Somebody else gets the million reward. See you later. I got back into my car and headed for the Glendale Federal Branch. I wheeled into the parking lot and took one of the numerous unoccupied spots alongside the branch. I adjusted my suit to look like a prospective home buyer and sauntered in. I was immediately greeted by one of the courteous, knowledgeable staff who, it turned out, was the branch manager.
Hello, I'm Glenda. May I help you?
Yeah, I'm a prospective home buyer and I'm looking for $1 billion.
That must be some house.
It's okay for a fixer. Tell me, if you were going to raise $1 billion, how would you go about it?
But you don't have to raise it. We have a number of note plans that can get you into the house of your dreams in as little as 20 days. In fact, with our 520 plan, we can...
I don't think you fully comprehend my drift. I'm talking about $1 billion in deposits.
Oh, then you'll want to talk to our savings counselor.
No.
Come right with me. Dennis, this is Mr... What was your name?
Spillade. Sam Spillade.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Spillade. Now, what kind of deposit did you wish to make?
Hold it. I just came in for some information.
Well, we have some brochures on our different deposit products.
Wait a minute. I don't want a home loan, and I don't want to make a deposit.
Well, that's fine. You're welcome to a cup of coffee anyway.
Look, I know the Glendale Federal is trying to get $1 billion in new deposits. I also know that the company is willing to spend $1 million to get it. All I want to know is, if it were up to you, how would you raise $1 billion?
But it is up to us, Mr. Spillade.
Huh?
Certainly. We here at Glendale Federal know that it's up to us, every one of us, to keep this company profitable. We can't go on making home loans to our loyal customers unless we keep the flow of retail funds at a high level. So we've got to raise $1 billion in new deposits this fiscal year.
And to help us accomplish it, Glendale Federal is setting aside $1 million to share with employees when we reach the goal. Employees will be eligible for $1 million in prizes, provided the company brings in $1 billion.
It won't be easy, but we've got the products to meet everyone's savings goals. CDs, from 6 months up to 5 years, with attractive rates based on maturity.
And checking accounts, regular checking accounts, money manager accounts, and Super Now accounts.
And, of course, our other deposit products, like regular savings accounts and money manager accounts.
Then there's our new Access CD, which pays depositors high interest like a CD, but allows access to their funds without penalty. It's a hot new product from Glendale Federal.
So you see, Mr. Spillade, we have any number of ways to bring in that $1 billion. And when we do, every employee has a chance to share in the $1 million reward.
Okay, I get the picture. What does Glendale Federal call all this?
What else?
The Billion Dollar Challenge!
The $1 billion challenge. It struck a chord in the back synapses of my brain. I tried to remember where I'd heard that phrase before, but the words kept getting messed up with a memory of too many 1950s quiz shows, and it all came up mush. As I stumbled out of the Glendale Federal office, I tried to sort it out. Laura Holloman had hired me to help Glendale Federal find $1 billion, but those two people in the branch seemed to already know how to get the billion, and get it easy. Was there a leak? Or were they working for the opposition? I was heading for my car, fishing in my pocket for my keys, when I felt the press of cold steel in my back.
Don't go for your gat, Spillade.
It was a voice I knew all too well. It belonged to Nick Fedorsky, a former muscle for Jack the Hack Reese, but who now worked freelance. If the pattern held, he'd have his two stooges with him. A tall scarecrow named Linder and a little squirt with curly hair named Carlson. The pattern held. What's up, Fedorsky? You run out of blue-chip stamps and you had to get legitimate work?
Keep it up, Peeper. I'd like nothing better than to use up $350 worth of lead on you.
So what's the beef?
You've been asking too many questions about a certain sum of money, bright boy. Our new employer don't like that too much.
And just who is your new employer, Einstein?
That's for us to know and you to forget, Spillade.
Carlson! How's the air down there?
Why, you...
Ow! Watch the shin, Shorty.
I say we ice him now, Fedorsky.
I say we ice him when I say we ice him.
I wouldn't do it here in a parking lot, guys.
Button up, Wiseacre.
Let's take him to the boss. She'll know what to do.
Shut up, Carlson. Your mouth is as loose as your hair. Okay, Spillade, head for that alley and say your prayers while you're walking.
I started for the alleyway behind the branch. I knew I had to act fast, now that I knew what I knew. As we crossed a flower bed, I realized I only had one chance in 1,000, but I had to take it. I whirled around and caught Podorsky on the visor with my right fist and knocked the gun from his hand with my left. Linder and Carlson were so dim-witted that it took them a good 2 seconds to realize what was happening. In those 2 seconds, I booted Podorsky in the middle and made sure he was on his way down and launched after the others. Linda had a haymaker arcing in my direction, but his height was against him. I dropped to the ground on my side and rolled at him. My leg whipped at his ankles, and he toppled over like a flagpole in a high wind. While Carlson scampered to get out of Linda's way, I was back on my feet and planted a knee in Carlson's face. His kinky hair straightened out for a second, and he fell back over Linda, who was heading back in my direction. I whirled around and saw Podorsky groping for his gun, which had landed in some pansies. I scuffed dirt into his eyes. I scooped up Podorsky's heater in one hand and added my own to the inventory. Okay, athletes, this bout is over. Looks like your new employer hired a trio of punch drunks. And after I turn you three into the gendarmes, I intend to have a little talk with her. Spillade.
Sam, are you all right?
Sure. A couple of gardeners tried to plant me like a geranium, but they ended up as fertilizer.
I don't understand.
I'll explain later. I think I've got this whole thing figured out. I've got one more stop to make, but I've got to see you first.
Of course. My office is at 401 West Lexington, third floor.
I'll be right there. Oh, and Miss Holloman.
Yes?
Have your employer there when I arrive. He'll want to hear what I have to say. I got into the elevator in the lobby of Laura Holloman's building. The car stopped at the third floor, and I followed the signs to Laura Holloman's office. When I got there, she introduced me to her employer.
Mr. Spillade, this is my employer, Mr. Federal.
A pleasure, Mr. Spillade. Tell me, have you found a way to raise the $1 billion?
No, Mr. Federal.
What?
But you said on the phone that you had it all figured out.
I said I had this case all figured out.
Doesn't that mean...
I'll explain in a minute, Mr. Federal. First, I have a few questions for Miss Holloman.
Questions? For me?
Yeah. You know a couple of walking armories named Podorsky and Linder?
Who?
Or a Peter Lorre impersonator named Carlson?
I don't think I understand.
Do you drive a gray company car with a license plate GFB-000?
Well, yes, but...
Okay, Miss Holloman, the jig is up.
I don't understand this.
It's simple, Mr. Federal. So simple, I'm ashamed it took me 18 pages of dialogue to figure it out. Miss Holloman, when you came to my office, you said it would be a challenge to raise $1 billion. But you already knew how to raise that billion. And you planned to cash in on the $1 million reward all by yourself.
What are you talking about, Mr. Spillade?
You knew that to raise that billion, all you had to do was get around, talk to everyone you knew, and get them to open an account at Glendale Federal. And that would be easy. Because with all the products Glendale Federal offers, and the great service the banking office staff gives, getting new accounts is child's play. All it takes is a little bit of energy and an attitude.
You're crazy, Spillade.
But you also knew that all Glendale Federal people have that energy and attitude. Once they knew about the million reward, any of them could get new accounts. From neighbors, friends, relatives. They just have to keep their eyes open for the opportunity and have enough drive to ask for the business. No high pressure. Just remind people that their money earns high interest with ultimate safety in a Glendale Federal Savings Account, or CD. Or they can stay liquid in a Glendale Federal Checking Account and still earn interest. They could even open an IRA and earn interest tax-deferred until withdrawal.
But any of our employees can do that.
Right, Mr. Federal. Any Glendale Federal employee can do those things, but she wanted it all for herself. You tried to scare me off with a boulder through the windshield, Miss Holloman. When that didn't work, you figured if you had me bumped off, it would scare away other employees. But Glendale Federal people don't discourage easy, Miss Holloman. Now you go to the slammer, and the rest of the Glendale Federal staff can raise the $1 billion and cash in on the $1 million reward.
Okay, Seamus. You got me. But what tipped you off?
That was easy. Your pocketbook.
I don't understand.
Even my secretary noticed how it bulged when you came into my office. Nobody can carry around hundreds of customer referral cards and not get noticed. The bulge gave you away. And bulges can be dangerous, Miss Holloman. Well, that solved the case of the $1 billion challenge. Laura Holloman got the pen, I got a Glendale Federal car loan, and Nimitz got a new adding machine. All details tied up neatly. Except for one thing. Glendale Federal still has till next June to bring in the $1 billion. Will they? And will the staff earn their chance at the $1 million reward? Only time will tell. But that's for another episode. See ya.
You've been listening to The Case of the $1 billion Challenge, another adventure of Sam Spillane, Private Eye. Today's story was written and directed by Roger Rittner. The Adventures of Sam Spillane, Private Eye, a $1 billion challenge sales scenario, is a production of the Corporate Communications Department of Glendale Federal Bank. This is the Glendale Federal Audio Network.